El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
All right, world famous Phil Hendry show. And if you missed the excitement here a couple of hours ago, an individual who has been harassing my radio show and harassing me personally and my family for years and years and years now. The guy is so sociopathically addicted to me. And, you know, if you work in this business or you work in any kind of a public field, you get people like this. You get people like this, okay? They're insignificant little turds that are out there, have no meaning at all in their lives, none whatsoever. The way they get their power is by being anonymous. Now, the guy just emailed me. Okay? So, I'm letting, as I said before, any cop, anybody at Twitter, anybody at Facebook, anybody at MySpace, friends of mine, listeners of mine, I'm letting you know who the guy is. He goes by the handle iPokeSmot. He has this little bird profile pic. He thinks he's really, really a star in his universe. And I said, I'm going to make you a bigger star, man, because he's trying to get me killed. Do you understand what I'm saying? You know, some broad that I knew, that I broke up with, gave him my home address, and he has been trying to get me and my family killed by publicizing this. So when I turn up dead, because believe me when I tell you this, folks, I have no faith whatsoever that cops do anything before the fact. Not because I don't believe in cops, but they're just too busy. They're too busy doing what they're doing. It's only after the fact, it's only after you wind up dead that cops then put all the pieces together. And I'm just letting you guys know now, his name's iPokeSmot. He has emailed me at least two times, probably more. He's on my website. He's a subscriber. He can't go a day without me, and he's calling my show every single solitary minute of every single solitary night. He is absolutely in love with who I am, what I am, and angry that he ain't anything in his world. So now you know who he is. Now you know who to go after, and now you know who to find when Phil Hendry and possibly members of his family wind up dead because this guy thought it was real funny. Okay? Thank you.
Well, why are you talking about it, Phil?
Why not?
Well, because it just makes it... You're publicizing it.
Yeah, I'm going exactly against the grain. I'm going exactly against type. I'm going exactly against what a lot of people probably would do. No, I'm right out there, man. I'm talking about it because, you see... you know, people that don't talk about it, they have some concern about their own personal, I don't have any doubt in my mind, you know, like I just told you. Cops are more reactive than anything else. See, it's not, what's more important to me is not whether I breathe another breath on this planet. What's more important to me is that I protect my family and that they find out who the guy is that did it. So we make him good and famous. Real famous. That's the most important thing to me. Me? I could care less. I've lived a great life. It's been a wonderful life. I'm happy with the things that I've done. I'm happy with the things I've achieved. I've achieved in my life. I've done things. And the little turds like internet trolls, they don't do anything. They don't do anything but exist and hope they get a little bit of love from the people that they so admire. You know? Well, this guy, when he finally is made famous, when people finally know his name, he'll be standing in front of a judge, man. He'll be on his way into a jail cell where there may be inmates who were big fans of mine and used to listen to me on the radio because they gave them a big laugh, and now they're going to find a guy walking in there that did what he did, see?
Yeah, Mr. Henry, that made me cry.
Oh, don't cry, will you? Sometimes we have to seize events at the flood. That's what either Henry David Thoreau or...
Mulholland.
Or Mulholland said. Yes, thank you. All right. Now, George Zimmerman, here's another guy who's got problems. George Zimmerman's got more problems. You know this guy Zimmerman?
Yeah, he's the guy that shot that kid.
Yeah, well, George Zimmerman, in this very controversial case, as you know, the neighborhood watch volunteer accused of murdering 17-year-old youth Trayvon Martin... And while he continues to await trial for murder, it hasn't stopped George Zimmerman from suing NBC for what he claims was unethical reporting of the night of the shooting, accusing them of making him out to sound like a racist and predatory villain for the sake of ratings. Why are you suing NBC, man? I mean, what about ABC and CBS?
Maybe that's the only one that he could think of.
Yeah, he probably doesn't know the other ones.
Why does he know NBC?
They had the Bob Hope tournament.
Anyway.
Well.
Yeah, that makes sense. They had the Bob Hope tournament, so they're really well known.
Yeah.
Zimmerman, a former Neighborhood Watch volunteer, is charged with second-degree murder for the February 26th killing of unarmed Miami Gardens teenager Trayvon Martin. The Crime Watch volunteer insisted that he was jumped and pummeled by the 17-year-old Michael Kropp High School Jr., whom Zimmerman had followed after thinking he looked suspicious. The case has inflamed heated racial tensions in the U.S. after police initially chose not to pursue charges against Zimmerman. Now attention has turned to media coverage of the event. NBC News saw the death of Trayvon Martin not as a tragedy, but as an opportunity to increase ratings, and so set about to create the myth that George Zimmerman was a racist and predatory villain, Zimmerman said in the complaint filed Thursday in Seminole County near Orlando. The crux of the case is coverage of the 911 call Zimmerman had made while he followed Martin on the night of the shooting. In the recording heard by NBC viewers, oh, you know why it's NBC?
Why?
Because NBC did that editing. They edited the tape.
Oh, yeah, man, they edited the tape, make them sound worse?
Yes, they did. You know, NBC, that was the whole... Why can't you just let the facts speak for themselves? NBC did some selective editing, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, that made the call sound worse. In the recording heard by NBC viewers, Zimmerman seemed to say without prompting, this guy looks like he's up to no good. He looks black. That's what it seemed to say, but NBC had made an edit. The full transcript went, this guy looks like he's up to no good or he's on drugs or something. It's raining and he's just walking around looking about. Okay, and this guy, is he black, white, or Hispanic? He looks black. So they edited out.
Well, that's not...
What are you talking about? Even I... Yeah, finally you see my side of things. Well...
What, does that make you upset, bud, that you got to see Robert's side of things?
Wait, hold on for a minute. Are you telling me that you now see Robert's side of things and I'm the liberal and I'm the one that should see... I don't understand.
You're the liberal and you're the one that should see Robert's side of things?
Yes.
Well, then why don't you?
I do. I'm defending the media. You see?
Yeah, but why don't I... see her side, and why am I seeing his side?
Because it's obvious they edited. What do you mean, why do I see his side? She's not. They edited the tape. Don't you want truth? Above all, truth? See? So what they did, what NBC did, is they edited out, okay, and this guy, is he black, white, or Hispanic? So they made it sound like he's looking around, he's up to no good, he's on drugs, he looks black. They just cut out all that stuff. It's a terrible, terrible thing to do in terms of reporting the news and in terms of, you know, reporting it as objectively and as factually as you can to manipulate information like that. And the excuse that they give is that, well, you know, we didn't really know no, we weren't trying to do that. We were in the interest of time. Oh, my ass. You can't get away. Stupid can no longer be an excuse, folks. And stupid has been an excuse for the last, I don't know if you've noticed this or not, but stupid is come into, it's come into its own as a valid excuse for screwing up. People don't lose their jobs anymore. If you say, well, I didn't know, it isn't because I did. I was just dumb. Well, in that case.
What was the thing you said last night about stupid being?
I think that stupid, yeah, thank you very much for reminding me, Margaret. I forget what it was, but I think that's... Oh, I know what it is. There is a guy that shot his girlfriend in Florida after an argument over whether or not zombies could actually exist after they watched the TV show Walking Dead. You ready for this?
Yeah, I saw that. The guy thought... the medical experiment. No, man, talking about a military mishap.
Okay. What happened was this. He's arguing with his girlfriend, and I don't know the outcome of the. I don't know whether this young lady is alive or not. I think she's alive. But he had an argument with her over whether it was possible for zombies to exist, and he took the point of view that, yes, it was, after they watched this Walking Dead, that a military mishap or some kind of an accident could create zombies. She... wisely, intelligently, and I would have backed her up to the nth degree, said, no, it can't. Well, he got angry because obviously he's bipolar, there's something wrong with this guy, or maybe he's just an idiot. I personally think that's it. And so she left. And then she thought better of it, thinking the guy is really kind of, you know, I better go down and calm him down because he's, you know, she cared about him. She went back. He meets her on the front lawn of the apartment complex they live in with a .22 caliber and shot her.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And the cops reported this. Is the end result of this argument that they had was the argument was that he said he was pissed off that she wouldn't accept his point of view that zombies were possible from military mishaps. Right? So that goes right along, as far as I'm concerned, that goes right along with the news report we heard that time. And it was a beautiful thing. I got to get this right. Oh, people were calling the Center for Disease Control to ask whether walking ghouls existed and could you do anything. Why are you so quiet, bud?
Well, yeah, he probably believes it. I'm just saying on a military mishap.
Yo, man, you know what?
I knew you'd start making fun.
Bud, do you know how many degrees of dumbass you've got to achieve to be what and who you is? Or, I'm sorry.
What he is.
What and who you are. I meant to say are.
Yeah. All right, let's take a break.
What?
Well, I mean...
Hold on, let's take a break. I gotta take a break. We'll be right back with more on the whole existence of zombies, whether it's worthy of getting into a shootout over... Whether or not the Center for Disease Control is giving us enough information on zombies. Oh, it's fantastic. We'll be right back. World famous Phil Hendry Show.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show.
Welcome back here, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Number is 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. We're online at philhendryshow.com. It's philhendryshow.com. And also, we are, you know, we have our Facebook fan page, which I haven't mentioned. Our Facebook fan page is a lot of fun. You can go over there and just say hi and stuff like that, you know.
I don't understand what's the point of the Facebook fan page.
It's a place where people can check in. You know, people can say, hey, Phil, how you doing? You know, I listened to the show the other night. I liked it. Or, you know, how you been? Or, you know, I remember this show. There's a lot of people that are over there that will ask us about shows that we've done. They'll ask us about, you know, good hours that we did or this or that. So it's fun. And if you go over and like our page, we appreciate it very much. Also, you can visit us at Twitter, twitter.com/RealPhilHendry. And, Margaret, you have a Twitter.
Yes, I do. And it's twitter.com/MargaretGray. Now, my Twitter account, though, I want everyone to know, if I could just take a moment.
Oh.
Well, what is, oh my God, how rude.
Yeah, every time you say it takes for a while.
What?
Every time you say you want to do something, it takes a while.
Go ahead.
I want to just make a couple of things very clear. My Twitter account is not just... I'm not just tweeting things. You see, I love to give my take, and I love to interact and have marvelous interactions. I don't know how you say it, but...
Yeah, you like to have interactions.
Right, but there's a bigger word that I would use were I not exposed to you three, and my mind is becoming soggy with dumb. I don't know how to put it.
What does it mean, your mind's becoming soggy with dumb?
When I sit here night after night listening to the gibberish that the three of you express, the big words that I know go out of my head and I'm sitting here...
The big word? Well, what big word are you going to use?
I don't have the big word now.
Margaret, are you blaming me for the fact that your vocabulary goes to hell?
Yes, it goes to hell in the 3 hours that I... Could you get my husband, please?
Oh, come on.
Get my husband, please.
Look, you know.
Oh, my God, you did it again. Look, you sound, Phil, like some sort of a... You sound like one of those little dogs that go when it's hungry. Frank, is that Frank?
Yeah, it's Mr. Gray.
Frank?
Yeah, hi.
Frank, would you tell Phil what being on this show, what I've sacrificed to be on this show?
I don't know what. Tell Phil what?
Tell Phil what it is that I've had to give up to be on his show.
I don't know. You've given up having your bottle of sherry at night, I know.
I'm not talking about that bottle. Shut up. I'm talking about the vocabulary.
Oh, yeah. Phil, are you there?
Yeah, Frank.
How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm better than Custer. What he's talking about, Phil, is that, according to Margaret, ever since he's been on your show, he said, and I'm saying I'm using his words, not mine. His words, not mine. And understand, I love my wife very much. She's the greatest wife you could have. But he apparently feels that since he's been on your show, his mind has marinated in dumb or stupidity. He says that his mind is marinated in dumbass.
That's right.
You know, Margaret, for somebody with a vocabulary as extensive as you say...
No, did you hear what my husband just said?
Yeah, I heard what he said.
Yeah, he said, here's mine.
You know he has gender confusion.
What's he talking about?
Nothing. Frank, I want to ask some. Margaret's vocabulary is an extensive vocabulary.
Yeah, I'd say he's got a great... Well, he's a writer.
Okay. Margaret's vocabulary is extensive, so why is it that when she comes home to you, she says that her mind has marinated in dumbass?
According to him, he sits there night after night with you three to the point where his mind becomes heavy with stupid, and by the time he gets home, it's turned into a thick, viscous dumbass. It's in other words, as if you put your brain into a heavy, viscous oil. Let's say your brain starts out sitting in nice, fresh spring water.
So, in other words, my brain is like tuna.
Yes, that's a very good example.
They're like the canned tuna?
Are you talking about chicken of the sea?
It could be chicken of the sea. What's it called?
Chicken of the sea? You're talking about canned tuna.
Yeah, right.
Oh, Frank.
You hold on. You called me up. You want me to bail you out? She's asking me some questions. I want to answer her.
But, Frank, the whole tuna analogy...
I don't care. You're the one that called me up and wanted me to bail you out of what it was that she was saying to you, so I'm going to... Three of them are... So what I'm saying is this, Phil, that when he comes home and he says that his brain has been like tuna in spring water, being around me and Jason J. Delbonico, his son, who I love very much, and by the way, she just had a birthday...
Oh, really? How old is he?
She just turned 14.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you very much. I happen to be her mother.
Yeah, you're her mother. Of course you are. Everyone knows you're Jason J. Delmonico's mother. Why wouldn't you?
Never mind, Frank. So in other words...
So in other words, when he gets home, he says, oh, Frank, like any wife would, he says, oh, Frank, unbutton my bra, and then he gets out of his girdle and...
Do you have to go there?
I'm sorry.
Let's get to the thing about...
Okay, so anyway, he says, my mind has been like tuna in fresh spring water with you and Jason J. Delmonico, but sitting with those three imbeciles, it has become heavy with the oil of dumb. It's been heavy. He said heavy with the dumb of the oil of the dumbass is what he said.
Okay. And by the time she gets home.
Well, by the time he's home. He claims that his mind has been encased in almost a gelatin of freak show stupid. Isn't that what you called it?
Yes, I called it freak show stupid, and the reason why is because after listening to the three of you...
All right, so I've had myself fully insulted here.
Well, Phil...
Hold on, Phil, it's not quite, because what he says...
But hold on, I want to know why it is that she can't come up with something better than dumbass.
Because his brain has been encased in the gelatin, in a gelatinous freak show stupid.
So in other words, it goes from, you know...
Hold on, who's talking now?
This Bud Dickman.
Oh, this guy. Okay, go ahead, Bud.
Yeah, so in other words, she goes from having a brain that's in spring water... And then it goes to...
Then it goes to the heavy oil of dumbass until finally it's a gelatinous freak show stupid.
Yeah, well, that's not like tuna.
It's tuna that you buy from some places you buy tuna, and it's in that gelatinous, and you don't even want to know who the people are that had the idea of making a tuna company, let alone whether you can eat it or not. See?
You want to know who the people are that had the idea of making a tuna company?
That's right. That's right. I'm very proud of what I just said. You want to make fun of it?
Yeah, I do.
Oh, hang on.
Great. We'll be right back. World famous Phil Hendry Show.
I stand by everything I said on the Freak Show Stupid Party.
Phil Hendry. This is the world famous Phil Hendry Show.
All right, welcome back here to the world famous Phil Hendry Show. Every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast. A news, talk, and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. Frank Gray has joined us. And, Margaret, I'm sorry that you feel stupid when you leave this studio.
Well, I want to finish what I was saying because I feel that this show could be a lot better. And I feel, were I given more time...
That's what he's saying, Bill. He's saying if he had more time to expose you... Or expose himself to... Not expose himself, I don't mean that, but...
Yeah. Would you shut... You better... Either you tell him to... I swear to God, either you tell him to shut up or I'll shut him up.
Bud.
Now, understand something, Bud. That's the way he talks to me every night that he gets home. So, you're not nothing unusual. But I'm... he seems to think that if he had more time...
Well, I don't know what more time we could give you, Margaret. This radio show is my show.
I understand that.
Okay, I'm the host of the show, my show, I do this show. Now, you are entitled to contribute, but not control it.
I tried to tell him that, but he won't listen.
Frank, you know, that gender confusion...
What gender confusion?
Never mind.
He still doesn't understand, huh?
No, I try to explain it to him.
Try to explain what?
Never mind, Frank. So anyway... Let's get to this thing. When I wanted to sing Arrivederci Roma, Frank...
Oh, yes. One of my favorite. I love the way he does it. Have you heard it?
Yeah, I've heard the song.
No, have you heard the way Margaret does it?
Yeah, I have.
Well, what do you think?
He hates it. He hates...
You hate it? My wife sings that song like an angel. The way he sings that, I want to make love to him.
Okay, Margaret, go ahead.
I hold the note, Frank.
Yes, holding the note's very important. Go ahead.
Arrivederci Roma. Hold on, I'm having a hard time finding it.
Well, tough note to hit. And
are you kidding me or something?
Hold on for a minute.
Hold on. Arrivederci Roma. Oh, damn my eyes.
Why can't you hit that note, anybody can? Half a brain.
Not if their mind has been marinating in gloid juice.
Yeah, that's the thing. If your mind is
Now what's gloid juice? Is that what your mind's marinating in when you're sitting here with us?
Did you hear that, Frank? Is that what your mind... You're very panicked, Phil.
Phil, you start to slobber and... You slobber all over the place when you get panicked, okay? Just calm down, all right?
I'm not slobbering.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not. I just heard your wife, Margaret, sing Arrivederci Roma.
Yeah?
Will you allow me? First of all, when you sing Arrivederci Roma...
Do you know how much time we've wasted on this? I'm going to call... You know what? I think I'm going to call Mr. Hall.
You don't call Hall. He's over at my house drinking.
You said he.
Who did I say he?
You said Hall.
Deirdre Hall.
No, David Hall.
Oh, she's not here. Well, who is Deirdre? I mean...
Who is Deirdre Hall and what's she doing there?
Well, I can... I mean...
Well, I can tell you that she's a legal assistant of mine and we were doing some work and I said, would you like a cock? Did I say she?
Yes.
I meant David Hall.
Who's over at the house drinking?
David Hall is.
Okay, then why'd you say Deirdre?
Because I thought you were talking about his brother.
I swear to God, Frank, one of these days I'm going to catch you and when I do... When I do, have a care.
Yeah, whatever.
So, it seems to me that Frank may be faking that gender confusion.
No, I only wish he was faking the gender confusion. Now, that's very clear. I know who Deirdre is. And David Hall, so she, I mean, he's over there, huh?
Yeah. Get David on the phone, all right? I want to know exactly how much of this I'm supposed to put up with.
What?
You with that Arrivederci Roma.
Well, Phil, I don't have to sing it if you don't want.
That's what I'd like to move on past it, if you don't mind. Arrivederci Roma. What is that?
Because the song... Do you know what vibrato is? Vibrato, vibrato. Do you know what that is?
Yes, it's the tendency of the singing voice to quaver or waver or...
Vibrato is the way we extend note, and it goes like this. Arrivederci Roma. You see what I'm doing? You see what I'm doing?
Yeah. Yeah, I see what you're doing.
Well, that's not a very friendly face.
Well, what you're doing is you're destroying that song.
In what way?
Yeah, it sounds like you got Katharine Hepburn disease.
Yeah.
Katharine Hepburn disease, you left...
Come on! Whatever that was.
Hodgkin's incidents.
Arrivederci Roma. Yeah.
You all right?
I couldn't stop.
Are you all right, Miss Wright?
Get me water, please.
You don't want to do that anymore, okay?
No, I want to master that note.
Margaret.
I want to master the note.
You want to master what?
The note.
Margaret, you almost couldn't stop.
I don't care. I'll do it. My mind marinating in the gelatiny of Freak Show Stupid. I've got to do something. Arrivederci Roma. Ow! Did you just slap me?
That's the only thing I could think to do. Ow!
There. Even though you helped me by slapping me, no one slaps me. No one slaps me. No one slaps me without that... Ow! Why'd you do it?
Because you slapped him.
Ow! Ow! Slap me!
I'm going to slap you.
Ow! You don't slap me, but get out of here! All of you. Everybody out.
Even me?
Even you. Everyone. Out, 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 out!
What are you breathing hard for? What, are you looking at a dirty picture? I think... Get out of here!
That's it, man. That's it. Of all of the things that the people... How did this phone just answer itself?
It's a new thing that I had installed just in case you kicked everybody out. Now, what's going on?
Is this... What do you mean a new thing you had installed?
Sensor that goes off when the red line goes, meaning me, when I call in, the sensor automatically triggers the line, it opens up the fader, and I'm on the air. Now, you can disable it, but you didn't think to because you didn't know it existed. So in any...
There you go. I just disabled it. Well, I better call him back. Here, let me undisable it. I guess you're there, huh?
That's right. I'm right here. Now, Phil, I heard the whole concept here that Margaret was trying to... She was trying to communicate to you the whole thing about her mind numbed out by the gelatinousness of the freak show stupid, I think it was. Then she started singing Arrivederci Roma, and it sounded like an abomination. She had on Frank talk about a freak show. That guy belongs in a zoo with that whole gender confusion. I just wanted you to know everything you did tonight was the right thing. Haul out.
All right. Finally, I got some approval from the man. Very, very good. Thank you very much, David. I appreciate that. Now...
You're welcome.
Get out of here, will you? Now, where were you the day Pearl Harbor was attacked? Well, I've got news for you. Most of us weren't even born. But that event, and it happened 71 years ago today, that event affected an entire generation in much the same way that the attacks of 9/11 affected our generation. And, if you will... The assassination of President Kennedy affected an earlier generation, perhaps people that are now either approaching 70 or in their 70s and older. I was a little 11-year-old boy.
Where was you when it...
What are you doing in here?
Oh.
Well, I wanted to ask something, too.
Get out. All of you, out.
Even me?
Yes. Where was I when what?
When Pearl Harbor.
I wasn't born yet, okay? I wasn't born yet, man. I wasn't born until 1952. So I do remember President Kennedy's very, very horrific and tragic assassination. I remember all the adults being upset. But it was 9/11 that delivered itself with the full punch of fate upon me. They are the seminal events in our history. The assassination of President Kennedy, the explosion of the Space Shuttle Challenger, that was a tough one. The September 11th terrorist attacks, by which generations of us mark our place in the story of America. For those we've come to embrace as the greatest generation, who brought us through the Great Depression and then World War II.
You said World War One. That's pretty... Sorry.
That brought us through the Great Depression and World War II, it's the Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor. After it, nothing in this world would ever be the same again. More to the point, none of those folks would ever forget where they were or what they were doing when they learned of it. To get a feel for its impact and to commemorate the 71st anniversary of the Pearl Harbor Day, we asked some of the veterans. The Star Press has profiled this year. Now, these are Star Press readers from what city is this, man? Muncie? I don't know. But anyway, they're readers of the Star Press. Maybe this is the Minneapolis paper. They asked some veterans that read this particular newspaper, and they asked the veterans that they had profiled in their Freedom's Faces series to recall December the 7th. A student at the University of Kentucky and a member of its vaunted basketball team under legendary coach Adolph Rupp, Bud Robertson, a Yorktown kid, came out of a Lexington movie theater and spotted extra edition newspapers announcing that Japan had bombed Pearl Harbor. And I said, Pearl Harbor? Who's that?
No, he didn't.
All right, come on back in.
Are you sure?
Yeah, we don't want to piss you off.
Come on in.
Good.
Thank you, Phil.
That's Mike.
Yeah, no, that's Mike.
Is everybody set down?
Can I have that water?
That's my coffee.
Get sit down and knock it off. God.
Boy, are you nervous.
Pearl Harbor, who's that? That's what Bud Robertson said.
Now, who's Bud Robertson?
This guy in the article. He was a young guy when Pearl Harbor was bombed. He was coming out of a movie theater.
They bombed it at like 8 in the morning. What movie's open then?
He's in Kentucky, Daddy-O, you know? Kentucky?
Well, I don't.
Anyway, Eugene Howell, he was 16 years old. He was in the dining room of a friend's house when word of the attack came over the radio. I wondered where Pearl Harbor was, he recalled. He found out soon enough as a young Marine who eventually took part in the fighting for Okinawa and before that, Peleliu. God. He said Okinawa was awful, but Peleliu, even today, he said, those horrors are in my mind every day. Harry Metzger. He'd been at a Catholic youth organization dance in Evansville when word of the attack circulated. Talk ran rampant on the bus ride home. All of a sudden, everything was pretty uncertain in my life. What was going to happen, not only to me, but to the rest of the world? As it turned out, he went into the Navy, surviving some of the most hazardous duty one could face. Wait a second. They bombed Pearl Harbor, was what, 8 o'clock in the morning?
Yes.
This guy's coming back from a dance 2 hours, 3 hours.
Yeah, like...
2 o'clock in the afternoon? I guess. I mean, I don't know. I'm just trying to get the time change straight in my mind. Well, there you go. That was what some, not all, but some people were doing on today. And, you know, for those of us who were not around, I think it would behoove us to have to respectfully say to people that do remember that day, thank you, to honor them by, if you want to, visit a military ceremony, but to certainly give all due reverence to this day by treating it seriously, I think. All right, we'll be right back here on the world-famous Phil Hendry right after these messages.
Truth,
like you treat it seriously.
Is our bitch. The
I'm
Phil Hendry Show.
Enough.
Treat it serious enough.
Yes. Welcome back here to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. I thought I had that picture someplace, Bud. You know where that is?
I'm not really sure what you talk about.
I'm talking about... all right, let me give you the report here as we just received it, and Dan Northcraft alerted me to the fact that a strong earthquake has hit off the coast of northeastern Japan. A strong earthquake centered off the coast of northeastern Japan shook buildings as far as Tokyo and led to a tsunami warning for coastal areas of the northeast, according to public broadcaster NHK. The earthquake had a preliminary magnitude of 7.3, the U.S. Geological Survey said, adding that there was no risk of a widespread tsunami. That was revised from an earlier estimate of 7.4. So no risk of a widespread tsunami. A warning for a one-meter tsunami was issued for the coast of Miyagi. This is a prefecture, which is kind of like a state in Japan. The Miyagi Prefecture in northeastern Japan, which was hit by a devastating earthquake and tsunami in March 2011. The quake triggered fuel rod meltdowns at the Fukushima nuclear plant. We're talking about the one in 2011, causing radiation leakage, contamination of food and water, and mass evacuations of the world's worst nuclear crisis since Chernobyl in 1986. The government declared in December that the disaster was under control, but many of the in the area, or I should say much of the area, is still population-free. And there were a lot of workers, you might remember, who went in to control this thing. And it was very dramatic at the time, and I don't know what happened to those men and women, but they went in to try to get this thing under control, knowing full well that they were exposing themselves to lethal doses of radiation. Or was that really the case?
Well, what do you mean, is it really the case?
You know how they make things more dramatic sometimes. It gets misreported. I'm not saying anybody is doing it on purpose, but something gets misreported, and people all of a sudden are going from, you know, well, we'll go in and we'll have on suits, protective suits, and it's hysteria, it's contained. And by the time it reaches us, you know, there's God knows how many people are dead, sacrificing their lives, and the whole, it's like Godzilla. Anyway, the government declared in December the disaster was under control. Tokyo Electric Power Company, the operator of the Fukushima nuclear plant, reported the irregularities at its nuclear plants after the latest quake. All right. So that's the situation there. And this latest quake, a 7.3, that's a preliminary reading, according to individuals in Japan who should know, and the U.S. Geological Survey.
Well, what? It's individuals in Japan. Don't they have their own
Yeah, they got a lot. Jock, let me see. Let me just look at that.
Grab it out of my hand, bud.
The geological.
What's the geological? You mean geological?
What's the Japanese equivalent of the U.S. geological? Or I'm not a geologist.
It's geologist. Can't you read?
I most certainly can. Can you sing?
No.
All right. I sing, you read.
All right. Well, then let me just tell you, it's not the geological.
I didn't say that. I said geological, and I know that that's wrong, too. But at least I didn't say geological. Like a goon.
I said geological. It's closer.
Well, guess what? You're both wrong. It's geological.
But the Japanese geological.
The Japanese don't call it the geological. They call it geological, too. But I don't even know what the name of it is, because you guys won't shut up and let me find out. I said the Japanese individuals that would know it, because I didn't have the official name of the Japanese geologic or seismic organization that would record these things. Thank you very much. Nonetheless, having said what I just said, the U.S. Geological Survey added there was no risk of a widespread tsunami. That was revised from an earlier estimate of 7.4. So they had a 7.4, and then they revised it down to a 7.3. No risk. No risk of a widespread tsunami. And I think that's something to be very clear about, because we may have people in our listening audience that have relatives in Japan.
Yeah.
All right. Well, what, you're making me out to be the bad guy. You're looking at Bud and Robert like they're in on this with you.
Well, they understand what I'm saying, and you're still mulling over geologic.
I said, was it geologic? Because that's what it looked like to me. You know, Phil, there's some things you don't know. Geologic may very well be an earlier formation of the world. I don't know.
Geology is the study of rocks. You know that?
Yes, I do know that. I went to college. Did you go to college?
Excuse me.
Did you go to college?
2 years.
Ah.
Yeah, well, did you go?
Yes.
Yes, she did, bud.
Yes, I did, bud. What is it called?
Geologic.
Well, how do you know it's a hard G?
You went to college, huh?
Phil, I didn't study geology. I studied...
What'd you study? Seguin? That's the French.
Oh, that's it, man. I love that. Seguin.
You had it coming.
Yeah, did I really have it coming? Hey, bud.
Yeah?
What's that?
Well, I don't know. Ow!
Oh, and then you run out of here, huh?
That's right.
Boy, that was a cheap shot.
That's the only way you get that shot in?
You got it. Next time, wake up. Next time, bud, work on that peripheral vision, okay? Because... Ah!
What happened?
I'll find out. What happened, Margaret?
Spider!
Spider. What a night, huh? What a night, and guess what? It's only just begun. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show is produced by Dan Northcraft and me, Phil Hendry. And don't forget to join us online at philhendryshow.com. That's philhendryshow.com for live streaming video of our show and your backstage pass, which gets you ever so much more. All right? You're going to love it, man. Until tonight at 10, let that be a lesson to you.
Phil Hendry.